And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, dear listeners, wherever you find yourself. Well, I can only hope and pray that you are just as you are slightly warmer than me, because ultimately my feet are totally frozen. I know you might be asking me, Dwight, why are we talking about your feet? Well, that's where I've lost technically all feeling in my feet because of the cold. But as our discussion point for this morning is about to warm us up, and it has to warm me up because of the energy I'm going to exude with regards to our discussion point for this morning, is how relevant, how important is customer service still going to be? We've got to ask this pertinent question because, well, customer service has become almost like the foundational aspect, the foundational approach, the foundation itself to the foundations of a business even. That being having the people that can assist clients and customers with their queries, with their needs, with their wants. Now, you see, I asked this question, and I even posed it to myself, because we are constantly hearing about this fourth IR situation, industrial evolution situation. People need to look at a way of getting away from certain functions and certain stuff. But you also have to understand, if you had to look at the last two discussion points we've had from, that's now Monday to yesterday, in terms of breaking into a new market segment, breaking into a new operational segment, breaking into expanding into another market, one of the driving forces is customer service. Guys, there's a major, major underestimation that is going on with regards to customer service. One of the other reasons why is why a lot of businesses that have websites, especially websites, they constantly use an augmented function. I say augmented function because it's a extra to the physical customer service aspect, being that they use bots to assist with queries, to assist with, you know, frequently asked questions and queries. And just if you're looking for bits and pieces of information. And this is now on people's websites. On people's websites. If you go to a website and you see that little pop-up saying, "Hi, how can I help you?" Just that little thing in the bottom of a website. It's actually a digital assistant. And it's there to assist you while you're browsing through the website. So it's linked to the website. So you're not actually into the database mechanisms of even into the company itself. You're just on the website, which is a storefront. And a website is a storefront. It's to help with further branding and marketing extensions. So it is an extension of a physical storefront. Now, with customer service, here's some facts for us to digest on. Now, these are some of the interesting facts that I even had to look at myself, because I asked the question, is customer service still relevant? Is it still relevant? Now, let's understand, guys. If we are asking that question in the sense of saying, listen, I don't want to talk to the very rude ladies that you find at your local retailer because the ladies don't smile, that is not the approach you need to take, because that has to do with a person-to-person approach. My question has to do with, is it a function that can still help the company stay in contact with its customers? Is it a function? Is it a connecting function? Is it the tether? Is it the rope? Is it the chain link to help the company still stay connected with its customers? Now, when you have a business that is running on a low budget, there are probably several functions that are high priority when you are allocating a budget or funds. And in there, of course, you've got your product team, or your product team could use some financial assistance as well, and some extra marketing functions as well, especially on the advertising front. And they could always also use a little padding, you know, a little a little extra here and a little extra there, especially. Now, understand, it might seem like a waste to invest money in a customer service team, especially because if you are a company or business person that is producing a product, you will try and throw as much resources as you can into producing what you would consider the world's best product offering. What you would consider. Because you would automatically think that the product has to do its own selling. But understand, if you change your perspective to see how valuable a customer service team can be, well, the next question you can ask is, can it take your product experience, or can it take your experience or your connection to your market to the next level? Now, here's a rundown of scenarios. These scenarios have to do with points in terms of that were researched. They were researched by the online company known as HubSpot. And they indicated that contrary to popular belief, when businesses decide to prioritize on the production level rather on the customer service level or on the advertising level, that customer service should be just as important. And in some cases, if not more important than any other team that you've got in your company or in your organizational setup. Because it's the direct connection between your customers and your businesses and your business that counts. Now, starting off with this first pointer. Your first point takes a look at customer retention is cheaper than customer acquisition. It's something that I've seen in real life. I've seen it in real life. When you have an existing customer, that customer, now remember, I was a customer service consultant. Let me also disclose that. I was one. The important thing there was those customers that you've already convinced to do business with the organization, that you've already convinced in order to talk and have faith in the product that you're selling to them, for them to continuously come back and reinvest or initiate repeat business with the organization that you represent, they don't need any other convincing. Probably they would need, if you can provide them with just, you know, a complimentary sort of like session in terms of just showing a little bit of face, saying, hi, I'm still your customer service representative from XYZ organization, or hi, this is what I look like, or hi, you know, are there any concerns that you might have? Even just a small phone call. Are you guys okay with the service currently that's happening? Any queries, any feedback, any suggestions or discomforts or, you know, inconveniences that you might have experienced? You're always free to share that with me. I'm open for such suggestions. Stuff like that. Now, I'm indicating there that that is what happens if you have a consultant, a customer service consultant, that is given said authority to, you know, nurture and to talk to his or her client base like that. But if you're now operating as a team, and the team does not have said authority, but they still need to maintain levels or high levels of service level, highest levels of service towards the client, then ultimately customer retention is cheaper than customer acquisition is one of the easiest things that you've got to achieve for that team. An increase in customer retention of just about 5%, just 5%, small, but it's big, can equate to an increase in profit of about 25%. If you just concentrate that little bit more on retention instead of chasing new clients, you can actually expand the spending power of your current customers by 25%. If you ensure that your retention rate is at least 5%, that means at least 25%. extra in revenue. What does that mean? Well, look at this sum. 5%, for example, let's say that was, I now have to choose a number. Is it 5%? Let's say 5 customers alone. Those 5 customers each had just 5% extra. Right? 5% extra. That converts into the 25% extra revenue. So if you ensure that just those 5 customers spend 5% more, it's already 25% that you're raking in. And that could potentially just be from one customer service consultant. Now, if you had, 4 customer service consultants who did the same exercise, with each contributing or investing 5% more on the customer retention exercise, they would eventually reach an average level of at least 25% each, thus bringing you in 100% extra revenue. I know, it's a little bit crude in terms of the calculations, but you have to break it down like that in order to see the real world logic behind it. Now, that would be based upon a scenario if that each customer or each consultant had 100 clients each, right? They had 100 clients each. Well, I had slightly more than that, but still.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lyeyowamba zuma okoko, ndimo gwana kuma pukuru gumanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantandatu zime, ntatu e utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Now we're coming back from that quick break, and still, with that customer retention exercise, you know, that was the example that I provided with you was based on the principle, or at least on the scenario, that each of your 4 consultants had an average, or should at least have 100 customers that they are servicing. 100 customers on their portfolios each. Now, understand this also. If an increase in 5% can yield at least 25% in revenue, this is because repeat customers are more likely to spend more with your brand, which potentially can be 300% more, to be exact. Which then also results in your business having to spend less potentially on operating costs. Now, if you can see the timeline, the flow, the conversion rates taking place, the level of exposure that your brand is busy experiencing. And remember, your customer service is your frontline, sort of like your frontline zone, which is the face, the voice, the representation of your organization and your brand. They are the guys that assist in that rate of conversion. Now understand this. Many businesses are reluctant to spend money on customer service or customer success because this is viewed as a starving acquisition. But investing creates more breathing room for your business tomorrow. Rather than being forced to play catch up because unhappy customers are churning, you can create an entirely new, much less experienced or much less expensive acquisition channel. Your happy customers. This also provides the added benefit of driving average CAC down. Now, that average CAC is a little bit of a channel, and it's a little bit of a graph that I also had to look at, because it looks at the way in terms of how that happy customer experience is multiplied. How it extends down a channel. It's sort of like a channel, but it shows you the rate of, there's a pool of 10 customers. 10 customers leads to you potentially losing 3 customers from that 10. And in order for you to replace the 3 that no longer purchase from you, you now have to spend more money in order to acquire 3 extra customers. That means that you're technically playing catch up the whole time. Now, if you didn't do the catch up exercise and you invested in your customer service experience, your expected loss of a customer, your expected rate of losing a customer is at least 1. So down from 3 to 1 looks like a deal that anyone can settle for. Now, if you just have to spend more time on just trying to reacquire a new customer or acquire a new customer, that means you can have a better knock-on effect heading into the future. Now, ultimately, that CAC discussion point that I mentioned is known as the customer acquisition cost. And it's all about the costs that come down the stream, the customer service stream, because that also has a stream in itself. But from that customer acquisition cost, like I just explained to you, the examples in terms of a coming down from losing 3, potentially 3 customers, to just down to 1, it indicates that you know, there's not much that you're going to lose out on if you maintain the rate of at least just losing 1 customer throughout the entire experience. Also understand, for those of you that are business people that work in the customer service environment or that are in the realm of customer service with a business, you will sometimes lose customers. You will lose customers. It's a given. This links into the same mantra of yesterday. Don't be afraid of making a mistake. You won't be able to know where you've made a mistake, especially with customers. And the customers that tell you that you've made a mistake are the customers that you need to retain. Because they will tell you, but Dwight, you would have made a mistake right here. This is not what we asked for. Or the expected level of service provision was not what we desired. From there on, you at least know there's some feedback coming through. And then you'll be actively knowing what to do in order to correct said actions. It brings us up to our second point. Customer service represents your brand image, mission, and values. Very important. It's what I've always indicated from the first get-go, from the first session here on Brand Eagle. I am on Brand Conversation. Apologies, not Brand Eagle. On the Brand Conversation, right here. Remember that your customer service staff represents your brand. They represent your mission. They represent your company's values. Remember that. At any given time, at any given day, remember that. Now, you may have an idea of what your brand represents, but your customers can't get into your head, and they will also make their own assumptions based on your social media presences, your adverts, your content, and any other external marketing. For sure, guys. For sure. Now, your customer service team also, however, is where you have more control over this perception as well. Because through your customer service team, you can technically communicate a message directly to your customer base. You can do that. Look, you also have to understand, sometimes, advertising does not help in communicating the message. In some cases, with traditional advertising, it's almost like putting up the message there in the air somewhere and hoping that someone absorbs it. But if you have a customer service team, you know that it's more targeted. It's more focused. It's streamlined. It's a straight line. It's a streamlined process. Now, when that happens, you know any communication that funnels through the organizational channels of communication and that reaches the customer service team is a message of uniformity in order to positively position the brand image, to generate positive brand awareness, to generate positive brand recognition and recall, and also to provide the best positive experiences for your customer base at all times. At all times. Now, your customer service team also, however, is where you have more control. Remember, and I repeated that sentence again so that you know it. You can have control. Now, these individuals speak directly to your customers, and they have the responsibility of representing your brand when interacting with a current or potential buyer. To be exact, 90%, 96% of your customers say customer service is important, their choice of loyalty to a brand. If you guys didn't know that, do you guys know how many times I've heard from friends, colleagues, acquaintances, people that I know who talk about just one thing that spoils it for them when I go to a business? Customer service. Customer service. How customer service can spoil an experience for them. Just one day, just one experience. You guys have seen it even with waiters and waitresses. You guys have seen it. Just one day. It's your favorite restaurant, your favorite cafe, or favorite place to hang out. But just one day it gets spoiled. Before that, let's head into a short break.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, for Global Parts, tunova ungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omanao manene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or the Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now, just coming back from our extended break right there, and on that note, with regards to the customer service experiences, just to let you know that customers value customer service. Now, understand the latest trends out there in terms of taking things online, doing online businesses, has been an aspect of a do-it-yourself approach. This is something brought on by the tech companies, where they indicated, you know, let's extend the services or throw it into the basket of the clients, of the customers. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes customers have time to come to your offices and they want to talk to you or your consultants directly and ask them, listen, what does this product do? Because the customer will tell you, I will not read your terms and conditions or all your other, you know, literature that you've got on your website or your platforms or even your app. I just want to know, what is this all about? How does it happen here? What can you show me? Customers want that. I know even here in Namibia, customers will do that. Even during COVID, they will try and come to you and ask you, what is this about? How does this work? Give me some information. Talk to me. Let me, inform me. Explain it to me. Now, without your customer service team, the opposite happens. You have no means of direct communication with your customers. Nothing. Even if you put up a... What's that thing's name? Even if you've got the social media platforms, sometimes the customers won't make use of it. They won't. Remember, if you indicate a do-it-yourself approach by taking away your customer service team or department and you say, listen, we throw everything in the hands of the customer. It's up to the customer to see how they want to go about their lives and make use of our product. Customers would just tell you, okay, so you're telling us we can ignore your product or your service. After your customer service team has now convinced us to make use of your product or your service on a daily basis, now you're technically telling us we don't care anymore. Remember, guys, it's the unspoken things that impact or changes a customer's perception, a customer's behavior. We are all customers of a business somewhere. We all buy from somewhere. And the misconception that exists out there is the discussion on how important it is for a customer to link up with someone from a representative from a company, just to talk to them, just to ask them, you know, when is your latest winter fashion line coming through for your clothing store? And that's what I sometimes do. I walk into a clothing store and I go ask the people, so when's your latest fashion trends going to come through? What do you guys have in terms of, you know, what can we expect as a customer base? You don't know how many times I've been given the answer of, no, I don't know. Then I asked them, does your store, you know, do you guys know what you're ordering or what you're getting from South Africa? No, we don't know. It just gets ordered, or we just get what South Africa decides to send to us. I'm also not going to mention names of the stores. Obviously, that's not going to do justice, but it's to provide you with that experience. I mean, if you are buying the latest winter jackets or jerseys and stuff, and you want to update your wardrobe a little bit, you would go and talk to the customer service representatives in your favorite clothing store and ask them, so what do you have coming up? What will come up? What is the latest fashion trend that exists out there? The representative knows that you are on social media, but you want to see, in terms of what you've seen on social media, whether the same trends could potentially find its way to Namibia. And if it doesn't, you will just leave disappointed. But if it does, and it either meets or exceeds your expectations as a customer, and that customer service representative can, you know, communicate clearly to you, telling you, listen, sir, so we've got a whole bunch of new things coming through, but we can't reveal because we don't technically have a catalog to reveal it. But I can suggest that you make a turn here next week, because it has to come in this week for us to unpack it or clear it, or customs has to clear it. And then we can then, receive it and then pack it out and then line it up into the system as stock, and then display it on the display on the floor, on the display floor, for you to have your selection from. If you can give such response, ultimately it'll tell the customer, okay, come back next week. The customer then knows, okay, I'm coming back next week. Right there. You didn't say no. You didn't say, I don't know. You just said, we ordered stuff. But in terms of what we got, you've got to come and see next week. And remember, guys, do not be afraid of being honest with a customer. They are asking you an honest question. You respond back in an honest manner. Not honest in the sense of being totally rude or just having bad personal communication. No. Talk like you would sometimes talk to your friends or your family, but in a more formal way of just saying, no, sir, I don't know, madam, but I can suggest you can come back next week because we did order something. It's just about it has to get into the country first. That's the biggest thing. Most of my experience has always been with customer service representatives where they indicated, we did order something new. Come check end of this month or come check next week. Usually, as you and I would know, that the supply channels are still being constricted in terms of the trade between Namibia and South Africa for goods, most of the goods that have to be imported from South Africa. And usually that is still a lingering hindrance on the supply chain. And ultimately, that is still going to go into the rest of this year. That's still going to be the knock-on impact. Now, when being done with that, in terms of your customer service representatives that, display and provide a representation of your brand image, your mission, your values, you then bounce into the next aspect to consider. A happy customer service employee will create a happy customer. Guys, and this goes out for this speaks true to the managers, the supervisors, the bosses of companies out there who have customer service departments. These people need to be happy. Your employees in those departments have to be happy. I had a lecturer here at Polytechnic before it became NUST. He indicated when he worked in the UK as an advertising sales representative for an ad agency, the CEO said, if we have to pay the sales rep more than me, pay the man that money because he's doing the job. If he gets the money that is relevant to his commission, pay the man the money. He said that. And it's a notion outside of Namibia. It's foreign to Namibia. Let's be honest. It is foreign to Namibia, that notion. Because in Namibia or in Africa, even on a greater sense, is that the top administrator, which is the CEO or the MD, is the guy earning the biggest salary. The biggest salary. I've heard of family that have worked in South Africa's great big economic center, Johannesburg, where they said that consultants there can earn more than their supervisors and their divisional directors. They can earn more than that, than those people. Because they are the ones that are the lifeblood of the company. Now remember, a salesperson is also a customer service representative. A customer service consultant is also a customer service representative. Sometimes those labels are mixed and matched. Sales consultant, customer consultant, customer sales consultant. Doesn't matter what the label is. If you have to deal with a customer directly. I know, guys. I'm bouncing now into my sales mentality. If you're dealing with a customer, if you're dealing with sales and you're dealing with a customer, you've got to understand that that department, whether it's customer service or sales, they go through immense stress. They go through immense pressure situations and they work under pressure. A lot of deadlines there. Now, if they make it and they've got the conversion rates for you, pay the people the money they demand. Let's be honest. It's all about the money. Pay them the money they demand. Now also understand that no employee is going to enjoy coming into work if they feel underappreciated. And I'm not talking about having like favorite employee of the month, favorite this. No. No, people. Never misunderestimate your colleagues or your employees. They will tell you straight up. The effort I put in, needs to be converted to the effort I want to see in my bank account. The effort I put in has to relate or has to be linked to the effort in my bank account. I have heard wonderful stories outside of Namibia of how sales and customer service people are treated. Wonderful stories. But then I've looked at Namibia, the industry here, and I go like, why? Why? Why would you do that? Why? Now, the next thing also is to also understand the same goes for your customer service team as well. In terms of ensuring that happy employees can transfer the same positive energy to your customers. The same positive energy. Look at, if you're on the stream right now on our Facebook page and you see me making this gesture with my arm, the same transference of positivity is what you need to achieve. Now, if you can get that transference, that rate of transference as a company, don't worry, guys. Don't worry about customers then. They will freely walk in. They will freely walk in. Open arms. Even if they just come and ask, so for how long are you guys open? Where are you guys based? When were you started? If they ask you those questions, then you know they're interested in you. If they come in directly and they just start buying, just start spending money, then you know you don't need any acquisition effort right there. You just need to convert every foot that walks in the door into a sale. Convert them into a sale. That's it. Now, after all, understand this as well before we hit our next ad break, that 69% of employees say that they work harder when they've been appreciated. They work harder when they've been appreciated. Right there, we're quickly getting into our next ad.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
Now, coming back, I see I've got a quick caller on the line. Let's quickly get this caller through. Eagle FM, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Yes, Angabona, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing, man?
Nah, I'm okay. Where are you now, right now, Angabona? It sounds like you're very far. Your line's very unstable.
I'm somewhere in Kunene, man.
Oh, okay, no problem.
So, it's clear now.
Yes, it is.
You know, you guys, we appreciate your education here. More especially when you were talking about how to integrate, to create an integrated management system.
Mm.
Because for you now to allocate, to deploy resources, at least many a time people don't pay attention to the marketing department.
Yeah.
So, and that marketing department is the one that's supposed to market and also make sure that at least other wings can exactly move and make some kind of impact.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm now talking about in terms of sustaining, retaining your royal customers.
Mm.
And because sometimes, and I also understand when you're talking about that it's very costly for you to acquire some. I mean, it's very easy to acquire some, but for you to maintain these ones.
Mm.
Because many a times we have that don't care attitude. We just say, he can come. If he doesn't want, it's up to him.
Mm.
So it's true. If he doesn't come, it's up to him. But you have a responsibility to make sure that you satisfy the need and the wants of that particular customer. The fact that you came into existence is for the purpose. And some people say, no. It's a customer that is not the only one.
Mm.
So, but the brand, your brand has to be promoted and nurtured through your customers.
Yeah.
So otherwise, you just be saying that you don't care, and then which is not actually a good attitude on your side.
But and that's what happens, Agobona, with a lot of approaches where people just take the customers for granted and they go like, there are other customers in the fish. They use the same kind of approach, the same kind of mentality even.
Can you see now? Those kind of things is not good. I understand it's true, but when you look at your values and your missions and all these other things, you are actually existing because of the customers.
Yeah.
Because of your clients there. Mm. And I know it's true that they need your service. You need their service.
Mm.
So why can't you just take a balance and make sure that the customer behaves and also the process provider also does the same thing so that we can penetrate. So what about Ukraine and Russia?
What about the angle?
You must also be bringing that angle because we are trying to find our way in there also. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I don't know. I'm just talking because yesterday you were talking about World Economic Forum and things like that.
Mm.
And these are the same people who have been predicting since the Second World War. They have been predicting when they want to compare this communism and the capitalism system.
Mm.
They always talk about the West and the East.
Mm.
And it's very important when this dynamic, the market dynamics, these economic issues.
Yeah.
So they also align and they have predicted that yes, somehow, some way, capitalism, in terms of serving the real needs of the people, will be overtaken by the communism.
Yeah.
So, what is your take on that one?
Well, Angabwana, I have to leave that for tonight. We can't have it from now. We can't have it from now. We have to stay on the brand conversation.
So, Wanda was saying, because the brand conversation is part of the marketing and the economy.
Exactly.
So, Wanda was, this morning was talking about it. They say, yeah, people there in Russia, maybe the Americans, they thought Russian people there do not even eat this, what, hamburger, you know.
Oh,
what they
McDonald's, when McDonald's convert. Exactly. Exactly.
So now, now people there are eating very peacefully.
Yeah.
So very soon, the riot will erupt in some of those Western countries. Those people will not feel that, they will not take the punch, the burden.
Exactly.
They think that the sanction will just hurt the Russian and many other people here.
Mm.
But what about themselves? Very soon they must be careful.
Thank you
very much.
No problem, Agobona. Thanks for coming through.
I'm very grateful for them if they don't make sure that they reform their UN and all those bodies that they have always been occupying, discriminating others. I don't like those kinds of attitudes, my friend. Mm. Mm. Thank you very much. God bless.
No problem, Agobona. Same to you. Now, just ending on that discussion point, we've got to understand also, and it's a very clear thing that also came now through from that discussion point. I'm talking about the first part of the discussion point in terms of to value your customers. Now, the transference discussion that I just ended off just before the ad break, has to do with the positivity level that your employees will be coming up with. I understand it's important to note that 55% at least of your employees who strongly disagree about being happy with their jobs will still work especially hard for a customer. Yes, guys. I've been in that same space where I felt that the loyalty to serving the customers in order for the company to still be in a safe position, I was in that frame of mind also, to help to ensure that the customers are not do not experience any form of negativity. It's almost like protectionism. You know, you're protecting the customer base even that you are serving directly. Doesn't matter if you are underappreciated or undervalued as the customer service representative, but your position, your mentality, your mental placement is a little bit different as well. Now, the reasoning behind that in terms of serving the customers is less about wanting to provide quality service. Instead, it's about maintaining their professionalism and integrity. Not wanting to get fired before quitting being empathetic to customers, but getting recognition from them in the end. It sometimes leads to a form of, they call it, it's almost like getting into a space, a mental space of just being automatic. You are in automatic mode right now. You know that you've got to help the customer in front of you. You put on a smile. You are very courteous. You are helpful. You put away all your mental problems, the problems that you're experiencing, whether your boss is treating you, you know, fairly in terms of recognizing your efforts, whether you are being overseen for any form of promotion or whatever is happening right there in the office politics scenario, you will put that behind you because you don't want the customers to see this perspective. Now, it creates two types of personalities right there. First off, you've got, like explained here in my literature that I've got, the aspect of the customer service representative rather sticking to the professional and the integrity persona or behavior or personality in order that they know they've got a job to do. They are appointed to do a job. And the second one, in terms of where they know that the emotions give them extra. If you know, a happy mindset, a happy emotional mindset or positioning or disposition gives them that extra oomph, that extra vuma, you know, to go the extra mile for a customer. So now you've got these two competing spheres. Both are technically influenced by an external factor from the organization that employs them. Now, it depends on what kinds of methods or methodology of influence and positivity or positive reinforcement comes from the organization into the employee. It depends. It depends. Each scenario is not the same. But if there is an appreciation in the one, let's now say on my right-hand side, these customer service representatives will perform well. Way beyond average performance levels. If it's a scenario of where they are treated just like, you know what, you've got a salary, an 8 to 5, come do your job. I don't want to hear other issues from you. I don't want to hear how you feel you're not being appreciated or valued. Then these customer service representatives, they will just treat it like an 8 to 5. They will tell your boss, they will tell the supervisor straight up, before 8 o'clock and past 5 o'clock, I don't want to hear about work. They will tell you between 1 and 2, it's my lunch. They will tell, they literally, I've seen people do that. They will tell their bosses, it's past 5, Holmes. Don't expect me to touch this work. I'm going home right now. It's my time. When it hits 5 o'clock, I'm going home. It's not the company's time. It's my time. And they will tell you, I will not be here at 7:30. If the job contract says 8 o'clock, I will not be here at 7:30. I will be on my way here. So anything before, anything after is off limits. Now also understand, if you want your customers to do their best work, they should feel respected and appreciated as well. Do you see the channel of positive energy, the channel of positivity, the channel of positive disposition? How it flows? Right there. Right there. You've got a scenario to look at. Now, only then will they find intrinsic motivation for doing a good job and serving their customers the right way, which will lead to your customers also feeling more respected and appreciated. Your customers will even feel that you're like a friend. For sure, guys. Because they will come to you. There are some customers that feel like you are the solution provider that you need, like an outsourced solution provider, but they will still treat you like a solution provider because you will be providing solutions, discussion points. And right there, those said customers will say, listen, go to Dwight. He knows how to do this. He can help you explain XYZ scenario. Or talk to Dwight. He knows, he helped me or assisted me on the last time over here, here, and here, here. That's what will happen. Word of mouth. Viral marketing will take place. Now, lastly, and this is by no means our last discussion point to talk about customer service, because customer service is such an important and integral discussion point. However, this is but you know, coming to the end of the first part of our customer service discussion in terms of, is customer service still relevant? Lastly, what I'm going to end off for today's session is, happy customers will refer others. Hey, 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 hey. Spoken true words. Happy customers will refer others. Remember that. If your customers feel appreciated, they feel happy, they feel valued by your customer service personnel, who also feel valued, appreciated, and do resemble some form of positive energy, that has an immediate knock-on effect. If you guys have ever understood what I'm talking about, just go try and read up about how infectious a yawn is. A yawn and a smile. They're two forms of body language. But a yawn and a smile have the potential to change a room's behavior. A room's behavior. A yawn and a smile. Just go read up on that or watch videos on it. Ultimately, happy customers will go out of their way to tell other people, listen, that company who has those customer service representatives, they provided me with a solution. If you guys have a problem, I suggest go to them. They can help you find whatever you need. They can help you with the issue that you have. And this is extended whenever you've got happy customers that are happy. They're more likely to spread the goodness to their friends, family, and co-workers. In fact, that percentage stands at 72% of customers will share a positive experience with 6 people or more. Do you see the viral capability right there? The viral capability. Now, unfortunately, guys, as amped up for this discussion as I am right now, this brings us to the end of our discussion for today here on The Brand Conversation on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Let's see each other again same time, same place tomorrow and later tonight. Ultimately, stay tuned as the On The Radar team are ready to make their entrance and provide you.
On The Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Now, just where I ended off before the ad cut me off is stay tuned as the On The Radar team are here and ready to get into the groove of things. On that note, let's see each other later tonight and early tomorrow for the same position, for the same programming.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shelf life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice.
As the country celebrates the African Child Day today.
Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.